WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort, GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A semi hauling an excavator on the Rudder Freeway struck the Briarcrest overpass in Bryan yesterday afternoon. Bryan police report a piece of concrete fell and struck a van. The driver was injured but did not seek medical treatment. For more than 11 hours, northbound traffic on the freeway was affected from Harvey Road to William Joel Bryan Parkway, along with eastbound traffic on Briarcrest. The Texas Department of Transportation is hosting two public meetings this month to receive citizen feedback on upcoming projects. The purpose of the first meeting this afternoon in Bryan is to receive comments on the Rural Transportation Improvement Project, or TIP.
The TIP is a mechanism used by TxDOT and the Federal Highway Administration to fund projects for the next 4 years and includes all federally funded projects.
Spokesman Bob Caldwell says the district counties include Brazos, Burleson, Freestone, Grimes, Leon, Madison, Milam, Robertson, Walker, and Washington County.
Most all of our projects, we use federal funds, and that comes from our gas tax, and we send that to Washington, and we get a portion back from that each year.
Caldwell says today's meeting is at the Bryan District Office on North Earl Rudder Freeway from 3 until 5. The second public meeting, a week from Thursday night in Navasota, will present the proposed preliminary design for the construction of the Aggie Expressway, officially known as Highway 249 from FM 1774 to Highway 105 in Grimes County. Doors open at 5:30 at the Navasota Junior High School. Two men who went inside a College Station bank last week and pulled off an armed robbery have not been caught.
Arrest reports released of the two men who were found in Navasota shortly after last Thursday's holdup at Commerce National Bank on University were getaway drivers. College Station police has not disclosed if any money was recovered. According to the arrest report, the four men met at a Caldwell motel before caravanning to College Station. In addition to two cars stopped by Brazos County Deputy Constables in Navasota, there was a gray Cadillac parked on Spring Loop behind the bank. It's not been revealed that the third car has been found. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
130 volunteers from 20 area companies will be packing and delivering 1,000 baby bundles today to local maternity units.
It's already just such a wonderful example of what can happen in your community when individuals come together to work towards a common goal.
United Way of the Brazos Valley President Allison Prince says it is this year's Day of Action project.
A lot of times I'm just up here talking about how to give to United Way and how to financially support. Well, this is a way how to volunteer support and how to actually do something specific and meaningful for your community.
The baby bundles include a developmental book and toy, essentials for newborns, and tips for the parents. Prince says their goal is to collect enough supplies for 20,000 baby bundles. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Hi, this is Thomas from BCS Tire Pros. Let the road trips begin. But before you hit the road, swing by BCS Tire Pros and make sure your vehicle is ready to go. Your tires are the only part of the vehicle that actually touches the road. BCS Tire Pros provides a free 21-point inspection, free tire rotation, and free roadside assistance nationwide, so you're covered wherever you go. Need new tires? BCS Tire Pros carries the best in the business with a great warranty and has a price guarantee. BCS Tire Pros on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory provides comfort and reassurance during a family's most difficult time while honoring the legacy of your loved one. That's why we're the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory in Bryan College Station. To learn more, visit callawayjones.com.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at wiltons.com. Order by 4 today, and you'll get your stuff tomorrow, not only here in Bryan College Station, but all over the area.
High pressure for today, a decent amount of sunshine. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm in a few spots this afternoon, 90 to 95. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, more sunshine and warm. Highs will be 90 to 95. Skies are clear tomorrow night, or 70 to 75. Sunshine on Thursday. The storm may pop up in the afternoon. Highs Thursday, 90 to 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Boomer White's moving on to the majors. Also, I'll update you on the action out in Omaha. And in Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers take down the Baltimore Orioles and the Houston Astros beat the Angels. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense for him to be gone. You can't have that kind of season again next year.
He's just so good, right now.
On top of it, it's interesting because, you know, you wait and see what happens. Physically, he doesn't look like he's got the classic major league body, but
right,
it'll be fun.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
And it's also cool that the Padres are going to let him come back and finish school.
Well,
you know,
it's an important thing. And, you know, I had a friend who signed with a major league baseball team out of high school, and, you know, that was part of the deal. You know, get the education paid for, which is a smart deal. All right, so we were talking last hour about the number of people who have died in Chicago. I mean, it's an incredible number. 13 of them died last weekend, Father's Day weekend. There have been 1,800 shootings this year, and about 300 people have died. Caller with a one-word answer. Solution, RoboCop. you hate that, and if you've seen the movie, I mean, it happens in Detroit. They just got the city wrong. What they should be doing might make sense. So
we had a texter that said, if gun control worked, Chicago would be Mayberry, not Thunderdome.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you can text us if you want to.
You can.
It's easy to do.
It's the same number that you can also call. It's 979-695-1620.
It's just if you're texting, you do have to put the 979 up front.
Yep.
But anyway, do that and be glad to share with you. In return, we share back. After the show, you can get all sorts of neat stuff out there on SoundCloud about things that we've talked about. So join us however you like. Which brings up an interesting story I saw this morning. People don't read the articles they share on social media. Is that sad or what?
Yeah.
New survey from researchers at Columbia University and the French National Institute said that 59% of the links that are passed along have never been clicked. People will retweet news without ever reading it. In fact, most links that are shared are usually days old and not hours old. Researchers blame the rise in clickbait, an impetus for traditional media sources to get readers at their sites to share their stories, as the reason for the provocative headlines that do tend to get shared.
I've seen it so many times. It's a symptom of what I like to call TMZ politics. You know, it's where someone just reads a headline from a news source that's, you know, liberally biased or even conservatively biased, and they just read the headline, don't read the story, and they're like, oh yeah, that's true. They posted, I got to show all my friends that so that they agree with me.
And that's interesting because obviously this show is a little bit different than other shows, and you guys have learned to prep in a different way than you might have before for different shows.
Prep?
Yep. Prep. But, I mean, you now have you have to be inquisitive about things that you might not have been before, so where do you get your information, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah,
how do you get that?
Who's right?
See, now, I haven't been to Drudge in probably 8 months, maybe 9 months, maybe even longer. I don't know. I don't go there. Part of it is what we're just talking about here, the provocative headline. And then as you go through it, it's better to go through maybe sites where you have to drill down a little bit, where those folks are a little more serious about what they're looking to do rather than just get the hits. And so you get some analysis and stuff like that. So, like, Chelsea, what have you done this differently?
So I actually started subscribing, and I might have mentioned this before. It's a free email newsletter, and it gets sent to your inbox every morning on weekdays. And it is geared a little bit more towards women, but it does kind of cover all of the day's headlines. And I found it really, really helpful. It's called the Daily Skim, S-K-I-M-M.
Okay.
But I'll also just, my AP mobile app that I talked about before as well, that really does a nice job of getting those headlines through. And obviously I need to look at that kind of stuff for any breaking news just for my own newscast. So those are two of the big changes that I've made since joining the show.
Brad, what about you?
Well, AP is really good. I do like AP. But what I've always kind of tried to do is I just try to read as much as possible from all facets I can get my hands on. That way I can form an opinion that I feel like is not biased in one way or another. So whether it comes from something like AP, something, you know, reputable like that, or whether it comes from like salon.com, which is not quite as reputable, you know.
Right.
I mean, I just take all the information in and form my opinion based on having as much information as I can possibly get.
Sure. One of the things that I try to do from time to time, especially when we've got a really political thing going on here, is I go to BBC and read what they have to say, because it's kind of interesting to get a different perspective from that side. And again, like everything else, you kind of have to think about it a little bit and consider what your sources are. But how people are getting their news has changed radically, as we've talked about before. For years, Jon Stewart was the way that a whole bunch of young people got their news.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of disquieting in some ways, because he was usually not as balanced as he should be. We do tend to, as people, probably go to the websites or news sources that we agree with, so we can sit and watch television, nod our heads, say, yeah. Maybe better to go watch Rachel Maddow every once in a while, just to see what the heck it's about. But now when it comes to newspapers, how about newspapers? You know, for instance, I know you could get a large paper from a city nearby. You can get like their Wednesday and Sunday edition for 50 cents a week or a dollar a week or something like that. And obviously that's because they need to push their print editions. They've got to get their advertising out there. And as more and more people pick up digital versions of newspapers, then that really puts a challenge on a newspaper. And so as a result, they introduce what's called a paywall. And that is, you pay for their content, which is absolutely fair. I mean, it costs money to do what you do.
Yeah.
And there are a whole lot of different systems that newspapers have tried. There's really only one that, to my knowledge, that really haven't even hit a speed bump, and that's Barron's, the Wall Street Journal and Barron's, because they give information that you can't get anyplace else, analysis that you can't get anyplace else. And so from that standpoint, that's a value to people who would be reading them. Hello.
Oh, my name is Mitchell Ellich. I live down in Brenham, but there's other good news. Ed Wallace is Inside Automotive.
Okay.
And the other thing, but he has in there, he has other sources, and you can go and look at almost every English printed newspaper in the world and find different information, different aspects and viewpoints.
Yeah, good. Thank you. I appreciate that. I know I kind of gravitated away from Ed Wallace. He has a radio show up in Dallas, and he does a lot of things. He does car reviews on TV and does that show, and then his show is on Saturday mornings about 4 hours, and does a lot of things. He talks a lot of politics, and he talks about cars as well. It's kind of interesting to try. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to newspapers, Mark Thompson, who's the chief executive officer of the New York Times, was speaking yesterday. And he said that the New York Times is going to launch an advertising-free digital access option that would cost customers more than your standard subscription. But the reason is because a lot of readers are using software that blocks the ads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So you want to read the paper, but you don't want to read the ads. And what he said yesterday, when he was speaking yesterday, he said, is a thing called the Cannes Lions Advertising Festival. An advertising festival. That's pretty cool.
That sounds super fun.
See, the thing is, that's what pays our salary, so we think advertising's okay. But he said that readers need to learn, quote, the journalism they enjoy costs real money and needs to be paid for. The company is developing a premium option that will let users opt out of advertising if they want to. He didn't disclose the exact pricing. Software companies that create tools that let users block ads employ, quote, unfair and deceptive tactics, according to Mr. Thompson. So, yeah, we'll see. What's happened is in the first quarter, declines in the print and digital advertising proved to be a drag on the Times' profit. Overall ad revenue fell 6.8%. It could be your editorial content, too, Mr. Thompson. I'm just saying. Might be some people who don't necessarily agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know.
Therefore, don't want to advertise.
That's right.
Yep.
All right, 7:22, first hour, we talked about how there's a FundMe or a Kickstarter for almost anything. And yes, indeed, there once was a, or I guess there still is, a professional foosball league.
There's a league?
They have $7,400 toward the $40,000 goal to make a documentary about professional foosball players.
I think they made the first Hunger Games movie on less of a budget.
Yeah. Here's the pitch.
There's a lot of professional sports out there. Professional bowling.
Oh, my God.
Professional billiards.
I love that voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even professional baseball. But most of you don't know about a sport that's been around for over 40 years. A little sport called foosball.
Yeah.
In the 1970s, professional foosball was a top 10 sport in America. And while the golden era of foosball remains a fond but distant memory, there's still a bunch of foosballers out there.
Are we going into a new era?
Yeah.
Okay.
The resurrection.
The highest honor to be crowned a world champion. These documentary guys are hoping to follow some of the best players as they prepare for the world championships. Just go to Kickstarter and help spread the word. If you don't, well, this movie and these stories will never be told. Gosh, wouldn't that be a shame?
Heaven forbid. Man, I'll tell you what, that guy has a great career ahead of him as a Sam Elliott impersonator.
Yeah, he does. He sounds like Sam Elliott. So there you go. They've got some of the money they need. $7,400. They've got $7,400. They need $40,000.
I'm going to stick to my thought that, you know, a movie like Dodgeball,
yeah,
people get hurt and it's funny.
Yes.
I don't see that happening in professional foosball.
Yeah, at least it seems like they're not taking themselves too seriously. Yeah.
And I did. I
or
took,
are they?
Yeah. I took one for the team. I watched the entire pitch, which was about 4 minutes, and edited it down so we wouldn't have to go through the whole thing. But, yeah, they do little vignettes of the champions. And
tell me they're ridiculous.
Yeah, well, they just, again, yeah.
I mean, that's the thing is you have to go with the funny aspect.
Right.
I think you have to go with the, you know, interesting characters and the funny nicknames. And
I'm wondering, we'll have to go see when the convention is, or the World Championships, again, in, I think, Lexington, Kentucky. And, you know, to be able to wrestle that away from them would be just outstanding.
Well, they had to go to a city where all they had to compete with is, like, horses.
Yeah. what's the competition for the entertainment dollar? All right. That's where we're going.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Your home is your biggest investment, and your foundation keeps everything in place. Have you noticed visible cracks in your walls, bricks, or concrete slab? Do your doors stick? If so, it's important to have your home checked for foundation issues. The pros at Brazos Valley Solutions specialize in foundation evaluation, repair, and drainage solutions. Don't let your foundation problems become disastrous. Call Brazos Valley Solutions at 589-2420 for your free estimate. Protect your biggest investment. Brazos Valley Solutions. Their name says it all. Solutions. Click bvesolutions.info today.
Swimming pools are an investment in your home and your family's enjoyment. Why not protect that investment with someone you can trust? The Pool Guy is the premier service provider in Bryan College Station. The Pool Guy offers a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians and quality products to fill your every need. The Pool Guy offers service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, and even complete renovations. The Pool Guy understands a swimming pool's needs, your expectations, and is the preferred service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
724. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High today, probably about 92 or so, down around 75 tonight. Keep that 92 in mind. We'll have that probably in place all through the week, it says here. Slight chance of showers today and slight chance of showers on Friday. Right now, the winds are calm, 94% relative humidity, fair skies. We're looking at 76.
Looking for an optometrist with vision? Urban Optics is the Brazos Valley's new choice for the ultimate in complete eye care. Dr. Matthew Green's Optical Center offers the latest in eye technology to keep your eyes in optimal health and provides a customer experience like you've never seen before. Urban Optics accepts most major vision insurance providers. Visit Urban Optics in South College Station on Highway 6 next to Celebrity Spa and Salon, or call 690-0888 to schedule your appointment. Urban Optics, optometry with real vision.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Last week, Paula Reed, CBS News producer, Virginia, went to a local firearms dealer to purchase an AR-15 rifle. I know the Orlando shooter used a Sig Sauer MCX, not an AR-15, but that doesn't matter. Paula's agenda was to confirm the liberal belief that it's too easy to buy a weapon. Now, CBS reported the transaction at Spec Drive Tactical took 38 minutes. And CBS reported that after the purchase, the weapon was transferred to a federally licensed firearm dealer. Now, on the news segment, UCLA law professor Adam Winkler claimed that in most of the country, you can go into a gun store, buy an AR-15, just like you go into Starbucks and buy a cup of coffee. Well, let me tell you, if Starbucks took 38 minutes to serve coffee, they would be out of business. But here is what's important. Spec Drive Tactical has filed an accusation with the ATF against the CBS producer. You see, at the time of the purchase, she was asked if she was buying the weapon for herself. She said yes. It was for her own personal training. If she had said the weapon would be transferred to a third party, it would not have been sold to her because a straw purchase is a felony. Giving false information on the ATF form, as this reporter did, is punishable by up to 10 years in jail and a $250,000 fine. So now we get a chance to see if the Obama regime is serious about enforcing gun laws already on the books when the perp happens to be a Democrat disguised as a journalist.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you are really good at what you do and if your experience is worth sharing, make an investment in your future. There is a huge need for quality corporate trainers. Help others become the very best they can be while building your own income. Join the John Maxwell team. The John Maxwell team has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for more than 40 years. The cost for becoming a certified John Maxwell corporate trainer is basically the same as a few credits at an online university. It's a small price to pay for a life-changing program. Once you become a certified John Maxwell team member, you are part of the team for life. Become a John Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL. Get in gear now.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Northbound traffic on the freeway was a mess yesterday before and after the afternoon commute after a semi hauling an excavator struck the Briarcrest overpass in Bryan. Bryan police report a piece of concrete fell onto a van. A driver who was injured did not seek medical treatment. Eastbound traffic on Briarcrest was down to one lane while repairs were made. Northbound traffic had to get off at the Briarcrest exit, and the northbound on-ramps were closed at Harvey and University. Northbound traffic reopened at round 2 this morning, about 11 hours after the excavator hit the bridge. The two men arrested shortly after last Thursday's armed bank robbery in College Station were not the men who went inside.
That's according to arrest reports released since two Houston men were captured after their vehicles were stopped in Navasota by Brazos County deputy constables. One of the two men who were arrested told College Station police they met at a Caldwell motel with two men who have not been caught. Referring again to the arrest report, the pair who went inside Commerce National Bank on University intended to show their guns and use physical violence to place employees in fear of their lives. Suspects gained access to the bank safe, but they did not bring a bag large enough to collect all the money. An employee's tote bag was used to take the money out of the bank. CSPD has not disclosed if any money has been recovered or if a third car that one of the men still at large parked on Spring Loop behind the bank, described as a gray Cadillac, has been found. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man who has not gone to trial on a drunk driving charge 3 years after he was arrested spent 3 hours in jail Sunday night on another traffic charge. A motorcycle driven by 30-year-old Cody Henley was pulled over on Highway 6 north of Bryan by a DPS trooper who, according to the arrest report, saw Henley run a stop sign in front of him. According to online jail records, no trial date has been set on DWI and marijuana charges after Henley was arrested by College Station police in May 2013. Henley is also awaiting trial on a cocaine possession charge following an arrest in College Station 2 years ago. The arrest report also noted Henley does not have a motorcycle endorsement on his license, and he was riding a Harley that had no license plate and its registration expired a year ago. The DPS report also noted Henley's license has 7 current suspensions, and he owes Bryan Municipal Court $825 for 2 unpaid traffic tickets. The Texas Department of Transportation wants your feedback during 2 public meetings this month. This afternoon, they're discussing the TIP, the Rural Transportation Improvement Project. Spokesman Bob Caldwell says the TIP is a mechanism used by TxDOT and the Federal Highway Administration to fund projects for the next 4 years.
If it has any type of federal funding in it, we will be discussing those types of projects. Some of the big ones that we have is like our FM-60, FM-2818 interchange improvement, the DDI project that's going to be going on. Another big one in Brazos County would be a raised median project on Texas Avenue from 2818 south down to Deacon.
Caldwell says in addition to projects in Grimes and Madison counties, the biggest project on the plans is in Walker County.
We'll be widening of Interstate 45 in southern Walker County, and we'll be adding 2 additional lanes, one in each direction on 45.
Today's meeting is from 3 to 5 at the Bryan District Office. And a week from Thursday, another public meeting will be held in Grimes County at the Navasota Junior High to present the proposed preliminary design for the construction of Highway 249 from FM 1774 to State Highway 105, also known as the Aggie Expressway. Doors open at 5:30 with the presentation starting at 6:30. 3 hospitals in the Twin Cities will be receiving baby bundles today as part of the United Way of the Brazos Valley's Day of Action.
We're anticipating over 130 volunteers from 20 area companies. We also had a list of about, I think, half a dozen or so companies that hosted collection sites to help us fill all of those things. So not everything was purchased. Some of it was donated.
United Way of the Brazos Valley president Allison Prince says local delivery rooms are getting goodies for the newborns and their parents.
A really simple developmental book, a toy, some baby essentials like powders and lotions, and then some great resources on, now that you've had this baby, how to raise them, on tips on reading to your kids, benefits of breastfeeding, developmental milestones that you're needing to watch over the next year.
Prince says their goal is to collect enough supplies to package 20,000 baby bundles. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 78 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens, Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, I'm Jill Jones with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. You may have heard we are in a seller's market in real estate. This is great news to most property owners, and they may be tempted to test the limits by overpricing their property. However, there are many pitfalls that may occur if a listing is overpriced. I can help explain all of them to you. I'm Jill Jones, and I would love to help you through the process. Contact me at liveinaggieland.com. I work where you live.
Intercom wants to remind you we're just getting started with summer. We're going to have plenty of hot days ahead. And one of the things that you can get from Intercom, which makes a difference instantly, really, is once you put in solar screens. And solar screens have changed a lot from the original kind that they had. They were kind of ugly. Well, not the case now with solar screens, because you have lots of different choices, have different colors. You can actually have the grates on them so that they look like regular windows. But, and you can also decide how much blockage you want, anywhere from 10 to 90%. So as a result, it's more appealing, but the most appealing part is what your utility bill will look like, because if you've got a part of a building or your house that where the sun really beats inside there, it makes the inside warmer than it needs to be. So let the folks from Intercon come out and measure your windows and install solar screens. They do the exact same thing with their window work, and that is they give you the estimate and they leave you alone. There's never any high pressure when you deal with Intercon, so give them a call and get the ball rolling. 823-3639, that's Intercon.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. 2Video is a local company, and you can find us online at 2video.ws. or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Infomaniacs, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure remains in control of our weather. We stay warm for the foreseeable future. Sun and clouds today. Shower or thunderstorm may pop up in a few isolated areas this afternoon. Highs are going to be 90 to 95 today. It'll be clear to partly cloudy through the overnight, 70 to 75. Sunshine is likely during the day tomorrow as well. Highs will be 90 to 95. Clear tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Sunshine may be a late day storm Thursday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Boomer White's moving on with his baseball career. Also, I'll update you on what's going on in the College World Series. In Major League Baseball, the Rangers beat the Orioles and the Astros take down the Angels, and a third federal lawsuit filed against Baylor. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so either of you guys grow up being Chips Ahoy fans?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because, I mean, it's difficult. If you're used to homemade chocolate chip cookies, you know, where do you go from there?
Oh, yeah.
And for a lot of people, Chips Ahoy is close enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now Chips Ahoy, I guess, taking a page from Oreo and coming up with new cookies. They've introduced two new cookies.
Really?
Yes, they did. Did that yesterday, as a matter of fact. S'mores.
Ooh.
S'mores.
Always a good flavor.
Okay, and red velvet.
Hmm.
Okay.
I'm one of those people that red velvet just doesn't do it for
me. Not you, huh?
No. And I love cream cheese frosting.
Okay.
So That's probably, if I eat anything red velvet, is the reason why.
Okay, so carrot cake is probably, that works too. Right,
right. Yeah. Exactly. Because okay. I would just rather eat chocolate.
Yes.
Everyone's like, oh, it's chocolate. Well, then give me chocolate.
Chocolate.
Don't give me red velvet.
The Chewy S'mores cookies have a melted chocolate center. Okay. And marshmallow flavored and fudge chips.
Mm.
Well played.
Okay. Don't leave them on the seat of your car in Texas. Maybe a surprise. Anyway, red velvet lovers have a reason to rejoice, too, because that newfangled cookie packed with cream cheese filling and has a cream cheese chip sprinkle. Now, hang on. We're starting to now do stuffed Chips Ahoy. Is that what that's going to be?
That's what it sounds like, Scott.
Yep. All right. Anyway, Nabisco has experimented with limited edition flavors before. There was peanut butter. There was hot cocoa. There was chocolate banana. There was brownie. There was coconut chunky and Reese's peanut butter cup.
Mm.
Suggested retail price nationwide, $5.49. I don't know how many cookies you get.
Mm.
There you go. It just letting you know. I mean, and again, I never got the Chips Ahoy. Just okay, well, that's all right. But it's better to have homemade if you could possibly.
Oh yeah.
7:41. Hello.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, yeah. 6:25. I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Sure.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and,
yeah,
talking
and, the girl.
And
yeah. Uh-huh.
Laughing at their jokes and stuff. Mm. So
we're funny.
I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesday.
Sure.
That it's not going to be that way every morning, because I'd like to have it on WTAW, but don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
There we go.
Okay.
That's not that pressing. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. I mean, we've never played Gwen Stefani, I don't think.
I love me some Gwen.
There you go.
Is anyone else dancing?
Who's not? It's my question.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, this whole music on the radio thing, this is a new idea. It
might
work.
It might work. It could.
What you waiting for?
Okay, see, I was waiting to see how long it was going to take for her to sing along. Right. Yeah, there you go.
Brings back memories of my candy days.
There you go. Hello.
Yeah, that woman that was complaining about, you know, no music in the morning, she's been showing up over at the John Deere house every morning protesting because they don't sell donuts.
You have to remember what your core values are.
Yep.
There you go. That was a pretty popular song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
That wasn't No Doubt, though, was it, Brad? That was just Gwen?
That was just Gwen
just
by
Gwen.
Herself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'll try to do better next time.
No. I love Gwen Stefani, but she was a part of a band called No Doubt before going solo.
I got you.
Anyway.
So we've got a couple of TxDOT meetings that are coming up. We had the story there just a minute ago. We get ready for... some more work projects, because we don't have enough.
No, definitely not.
Don't have enough going on. And it's interesting because in looking at, I was looking yesterday, at the Republican and Democrat Party platforms, and while they have some differences, one of the things that they agree about is that we're getting too many toll roads around here. I mean...
That's right.
Basically... I had to make a trip to the airport, and I had the Houston airport, and I'd never been on 249, to be completely honest with you, which is going to end up being this Aggie
expressway
thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's the middle of the day and it's the middle of the week, and so it was not bad. That worked out okay, so I see where that's going, but I know that there are a lot of folks who are opposed to that, and that's one of the meetings that they're going to have is... In Navasota, they're going to have that, I think, Thursday, June the 30th.
Yep.
And they're going to be talking about the preliminary design for that 249 that goes to FM 1774, which is over by, goes through Todd Mission and the the Renaissance Festival grounds. That'll make it a different trip, a shorter trip, I think. Thing is, 290's got so much construction on it right now that it's really not fun to drive.
So gross.
And
I found out about that way years ago, the 249 way, you know, coming back and forth from Houston, you know, since that's where I have family and everything.
Sure.
And as soon as they started making it a toll road, I got angry about that. But then not only that, it's not just a toll road. It's a toll road you have to have an easy pass for.
Well, and that brings up the next thing, which is... do you take the plunge and you do that and you tie up $40 or something like that minimum
I think it's 20.
Okay.
But
one of them's
regardless.
20 and one of them's 40.
Okay.
One's a Texas tag and then the other
one's 40. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So it depends on which one it is. But
if you don't travel a whole lot of toll roads, it's like a waste of money.
All right.
You know?
But the convenience of not having to, stop because that person didn't have an extra nickel as of what they were supposed to have. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So I got to say that's probably a convenience since I got one of those.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then how panicked do you get when you notice no cash, pass only?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, where do I go?
Yeah.
What? And you have no choice.
I missed the last free exit sign.
Yeah.
Well, and more and more of the opportunities are out there in the growing areas. And I want you to remember that, they looked at this in Brazos County some years ago when then-judge late Randy Sims went out to Welborn and listened to those people give him what for, because the idea was, well, look, we've got a whole bunch of students who go back down to the Houston area on Fridays or Thursdays and then come back on Sundays. And if we could have some sort of a even passive toll system where we could get some sort of a car count and then in some ways be able to make some revenue off of that, because we don't have any tolling opportunities in Brazos County.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that would give us a chance to do that. But obviously, again, the county judge heard an earful from the folks down in southern Brazos County saying, we got to use this road. This is a road. We've built it. We've already paid for it.
Right.
We shouldn't have to do that. And in this land where now having money allows you to do things that other people can't, one of the last great universal things is a road. That you can have a car that's worth $1,400 driving on the same road as a car that's worth $140,000.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's changing when you get to the cities because of the tolling situation that happens. And once again, the people who don't have the nicer cars or can't afford the toll end up having to go to the stoplights or the slower, lower ways to go. But that loop, and I forget what the number is, the one that goes from San Antonio up around Austin.
130, I believe.
Yeah, where you can go 85 mm-hmm. miles an
right.
hour. You know, that's been an abysmal failure because people going, well, yeah, great, but I don't want to do that and I don't need to do that. So where we go with toll roads is kind of interesting. And like anything else, it's inconvenient to us until it gets finished. And then we decide, well, that's a pretty good idea. So remember that we've got meetings coming up. First meeting is coming up tonight. Or today, rather, from 3 until 5 mm-hmm. at the Bryan District office. And they'll be talking about the different projects here and then the other one coming up on the 30th in Navasota to talk about what's going to be going on with 249 Yankee
yeah.
Tollway.
And today's covers a lot of counties and a lot of different projects over the next 4 years.
Yeah.
So today's is pretty extensive in that sense.
I just hope it doesn't get to where like Beltway 8 in Houston is, where they'll say, oh, yeah, well, it'll be paid for in 4 or 5 years or whatever. And then in 4 or 5 years, they raise the toll.
Yeah, no, that's never happening again. Just understand that. But the idea is we have more roads in Texas than any other state in America. And that is the world we live in.
Taste the legendary flavor, there's one near you, C&J Barbecue. With fired perfection on every plate, tender, delicious, the best in the state. People come from miles around. C&J Barbecue is the talk of the town. Good food and fun, C&J is the place. A Texas tradition of great taste. C&J Barbecue.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
A lot of people see anger as an uncontrollable emotion. When you get angry, that's it. The emotion flows out of you, and there's nothing you can do to control how it's expressed. But that's not really true. Not only can you control how you express your anger, you probably already do it. Take the following scenario as an example. I'm sure you've experienced something similar. You're in a car with your spouse, headed to a friend's house for dinner. It's supposed to be a fun evening, but the two of you are locked in a heated argument. No one else is around, so you both let your anger run loose, snapping at each other all the way across town. Maybe you even continue arguing as you're walking up to the house. But what happens as soon as your friends open the door? That's right, suddenly you and your spouse are all smiles, and you're behaving as if there's nothing wrong between the two of you. The issue isn't that you don't have the ability to control your emotion, it's that you don't want to exercise that ability. Anger is a powerful emotion, and you may feel better letting your frustration spew all over your spouse. But as empowering as it may feel, uncontrolled anger usually causes more damage than it solves. Remember, anger can be controlled, but it takes the want to. If we're willing to show respect to our friends and coworkers in that way, shouldn't we be willing to show it to our spouse and children, too? To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. Texas A&M third baseman and SEC Player of the Year Boomer White will be foregoing his final year of collegiate eligibility and signing with the San Diego Padres after being selected in the 10th round of the Major League Baseball draft on June 10th. White played one season with the Aggies after transferring from TCU, but during that season, he broke the SEC record for hits in league play with an even 100 hits in 2016. He's the first Aggie to be named Player of the Year in the SEC since moving to the conference and also earned first-team All-American honors. Out in Omaha, both Texas Tech and TCU will be in action at the College World Series today. Texas Tech takes on top-ranked Florida later this afternoon, with both teams needing a win to stay alive in the double elimination tournament. TCU faces Coastal Carolina this evening in a winner's bracket game. Coastal Carolina is in the contest thanks to its upset of Florida over the weekend. In action at the tournament on Monday, Oklahoma State stayed unbeaten at the series with a 1-0 win over Arizona. UC Santa Barbara stayed alive and ousted third-seeded Miami 5-3. In high school baseball, College Station pitcher Travis Hester and Rutter catcher Sean Arnold have been named a second-team All-State in Class 5A by the Texas High School Baseball Coaches Association. One other local player made the Coaches Association All-State team in 5A, with College Station's Mark Golladay chosen as second baseman on the third team. In Major League Baseball,
swing and a drive into right field. Rickard going back. This is over his head. It's off the wall. Elvis in to score. Mitch coming around third base. He's in as well. Two-run single for Shin-Soo Chu.
Shin-Soo Chu hit a go-ahead two-run single. Ian Desmond homered halfway up the hill in center field, and the Rangers beat the Baltimore Orioles 4-3 on Monday night in a makeup game matching the American League's top two teams. Texas extended its season-best winning streak to 7 games, the last 4 being one-run decisions. Since the makeup of an April 17th rainout counted as a series game, the AL West leading Rangers stretched their club record to 10 consecutive series wins, the longest in the American League league since Tampa Bay's 10 in a row 3 years ago. Desmond's 11th homer was a solo shot in the third, an inning before Bobby Wilson ended a 10-pitch at-bat with a sacrifice fly, and Chu followed by lining a single to right off Kevin Gausman for a 4-3 lead. The Rangers look to keep the momentum going as they begin a two-game series with the Reds in Arlington tonight at 7:05 p.m. Pre-game begins at 6:30, and you can catch it all on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. In Houston,
this ball is driven left center field. Looking up is Marte, and that is out of here. Jason Castro goes deep. Opposite field from Castro for home run number 6.
Doug Fister threw 7 solid innings, and Jose Altuve, Jason Castro, and Carlos Correa each hit home runs to help the Houston Astros beat the Los Angeles Angels 10-7 last night. Fister gave up 2 runs on 4 hits and struck out 5 in earning his 7th straight win. The Astros have won Fister's last 10 starts, and in those games, Fister has gone at least 5 2/3 innings and allowed 3 runs or fewer. Altuve hit a monstrous solo homer to center in the 4th to give the Astros a 7-0 lead. Castro led off the 7th with a solo home run. Yolis Sachin walked 5 while allowing 6 runs in 2 innings. Pat Neshek got the final 2 outs for his first save. Game 2 of the series in Houston is tonight at 7:10 p.m. A third federal lawsuit filed against Baylor alleges the school essentially created a, quote, hunting ground for sexual predators. A former student claims she was drugged and abducted from an off-campus residence last year, and when her family notified the school, they were told only that it was aware of several reported assaults there. The woman dropped out of the university. The other lawsuits say the school was indifferent to rape claims and didn't enforce federal gender discrimination protections. Former school president Ken Starr was demoted in May after a report found Baylor mishandled rape allegations for years. Out in Cleveland, they're preparing for a victory parade to honor the Cavaliers, who won their first NBA title Sunday night by beating Golden State 93-89. That ends a 52-year championship drought since the Browns won the NFL title in 1964. And American players maintained over and over that playing Argentina and Lionel Messi in a Copa America semifinal was a big deal, but not terrifying. The Americans get their wish tonight when top-ranked Argentina, the 2-time World Cup champion, and Messi, the only 5-time FIFA Player of the Year, take on Team USA in Houston, with the winner advancing to the Copa America final. And that's a look at your sports. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
What are you waiting for? A 6-year limited powertrain warranty? Savings on performance-matched implements? How about generous customer instant rebates and low-rate long-term financing? Head down to your local Kubota dealer before July 31st and take advantage of this incredible offer on a standard L-Series compact tractor. Kubota. This is what we do. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit WC Tractor or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So a teenager managed to hack into the Pentagon, but instead of being arrested, he was rewarded.
Wow.
David Dworkin, 18 years old, one of 2 hackers honored by the United States Department of Defense for exposing security vulnerabilities in the Pentagon website. All part of something called Hack the Pentagon, where the government asks hackers to help them find security issues. Unclear how much the hackers will receive as a reward.
Was a kid Matthew Broderick?
Yeah, no kidding. Anyway, that's not a bad deal at all. And Cindy Crawford, remember her in the 1992 Super Bowl ad for Pepsi?
Yep.
Well, a new 15-second ad featuring Cindy's face. And you ready? An emoji that also has the famous beauty mark on it. The ad part of the Pepsi marketing campaign, which plans to put emojis.
They're making an emoji movie, too. You know
what?
That? Yeah.
You know what? Well, okay. You want to go there. The SpongeBob musical is headed to Broadway next year.
Oh.
That's right.
Let me buy my tickets now.
Yes. Wait. No, we're not done.